Obviously, there's been a lot more in the media of late with regards to these issues. Over 1,000 people have died on construction sites with regards to the 2022 World Cup. Obviously, the whole bid process has been questioned as well. And then, obviously, at the beginning of this year, the SFA announced that they were going into some sort of partnership with the Qatar Football Association, which we questioned at the time. Then they announced a friendly against them, which, in light of last week's events with regards to FIFA and the whole bribery scandal and the allegations, it's just bad timing. And we've seen Stuart Regan last week making comments about, FIFA, Sepp Blatter, and saying they need reform. Well, I think the question should be asked about the SFA right now as well, because they need to take a long, hard look at themselves and ask if they looked at things when they were over there and really saw the real picture, the bigger picture.
Would you say that the game shouldn't take place?
I don't particularly agree with the game happening for a couple of reasons. One, with regards to it being Qatar and the whole 2022 bid fiasco and what's happened with FIFA and Sepp Blatter, etc. But also, it's another meaningless friendly. I think the timing's bad. People are getting ready to go off to Republic of Ireland for the qualifier the week after. It's a Friday night game. It's another day off work for people out with the Central Belt, and I just think the timing's wrong.
It will, though, serve as a warm-up match. I mean, does it have an important role in that respect?
Well, yeah, I'm sure the game will benefit the players, especially those who haven't played for some weeks, which will be the majority of them. It'll benefit Gordon Strachan and Mark McGee, etc., with regards to the build-up for that very, very important qualifying match in Dublin. But they could have had a squad get together. They could have had a game behind closed doors, a bounce game. But they've chosen to play the game. At the end of the day, as a very loyal and fervent fan of the Scottish national team, I'll be there with a number of others. But I think the crowd will be poor, as it was against Northern Ireland at Hampden just a couple of months back.
There are calls, obviously, for the likes of, looking at it from an Aberdeen point of view, that the likes of Mark Reynolds to get a game. You'd think this would be an ideal chance, wouldn't you?
I think these games do represent a great opportunity for players who are on the fringe to get game time, to get experience of international football, which is completely different to European football and obviously every week league football. But the other problem is, with it being a week before a major, a very, very important qualifying match against Republic of Ireland, I think that Gordon Strachan will probably want to play with mainly his strongest side, especially in the first half. What you tend to see in these games is you'll play his strongest side first half, then you'll make wholesale changes in the second. You'll end up with six or seven substitutions, and then the pattern of the game changes, and it really the intensity of it will die, and that's when the crowd lose interest as well. But yeah, it would be good to see some fringe players, especially the likes of Mark, getting a chance to show what he can do.